From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Just hours after China's President Xi Jinping gave a speech promising to lower import tariffs for cars and open up the Chinese auto and banking sectors, Chinese diplomats filed a World Trade Organization challenge over U.S. President Donald Trump's tariff hike on steel and aluminum, essentially taking the U.S. to trade court. The U.S. challenged China at the WTO back in March over its treatment of U.S. companies. Many of the Trump administration's decisions when it comes to trade and foreign investment, levying new tariffs, blocking a foreign acquisition of a U.S. firm, these actions have come from a core belief, the idea that economic security is national security. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson looks at what that means.
When the Trump administration decided that protecting the U.S. steel and aluminum industries from foreign competition was a matter of national security, its argument for new tariffs wasn't just that we need these metals to make weapons or build critical infrastructure. Dan Rosen is with the Rhodium Group, a research consultancy.
Government is saying we need to protect certain industries as a reliable component of the American economic system in order to look after the national security. This is a new world.
It's a view the Trump administration laid out back in December when it published its new national security strategy. Economic security was one of its four main pillars.
Arguing that our national security requires us to take a much more holistic view of what will make us safe and secure and defensible in the future.
In a similar vein, the Trump administration recently decided that a foreign company, Broadcom, couldn't acquire U.S. telecommunications firm Qualcomm. It argued the U.S. needs to be a global leader in the wireless broadband technology Qualcomm's developing. Rosen says the Obama administration also struggled with similar questions around technology and national security.
But the boundaries of what could be considered critical and in need of protection definitely are expanding. What we need now from this administration is a clearer explanation of how much further those boundaries are going to expand, what we can expect going forward.
Problem is, drawing those boundaries, that can be tricky business. And many trading partners see national security as just a cover for old-fashioned protectionism. Plus, governments have a bad track record in figuring out which next-gen technologies or industries to protect, says Howard Schatz, an economist with the RAND Corporation.
I can make a national security argument for an innovative economy. I can say we need an economy that will create all kinds of new tools and technologies which we can then incorporate into military equipment and that will give us an edge in any conflict with any adversary, right? But then the question is, how do you do that?
Schatz says the problem with using trade policy is that it invites retaliation. Anything you do to a trading partner can come right back at you. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.